Intermediate Listening Test 6, Part 2, Tape Script 15, Ryanair.
Ryanair's business model goes from strength to strength. There was a jump in earnings for the low-cost airline Ryanair. The first quarter profits leapt 80% to $147 million as more of us chose to fly with the airline. That's despite those new charges for baggage. But the company warned of a tough winter ahead. It seems nothing can stop Ryanair. It's flown through industry turbulence over threats of high oil cost by buying fuel stocks ahead. It's been heavily criticized by boosting its revenue by charging for luggage and advertising the cheapest fares without showing all the taxes and costs. Yet, passengers keep on getting on those planes all over Europe. It's a kind of virtuous circle. More income means Ryanair can reinvest in more fuel-efficient Boeing aeroplanes. Now, for the airlines, nothing is rising faster than the cost of fuel. For Ryanair, one thing is going up faster, and that's the number of passengers. They are up to almost 11 million during the last quarter, enough to compensate for the rising cost of fuel. The company is also constantly increasing the number of destinations that it flies to. Many of them, now outside Europe, are to North Africa, and two are the latest, Fez and Marrakesh. This former chief of Olympic Airways says Ryanair has the scale and cost advantages to continue taking market share from the old, high-cost, also good legacy airlines. So, are there any clouds on its horizon?
One cloud is that it may grow too fast and therefore buying too many aircrafts, and that creates a low load factor. And there is a crisis that increasingly it will be competing against other low-cost carriers, and that might create instability in the market. I think those are the two biggest risks. Too rapid growth and increased competition with other low-cost carriers. Competition from the legacy carriers is not a threat. The successful management will take that into account and avoid it.
Ryanair will continue to use all the promotional tools it can to keep its new routes as full as the existing ones. Load factors, that's the average percentage of seats filled, were running at 78% in the first quarter, one of the industry's best. That's in summer when people want to fly. Keeping that busy in the depth of winter may be more of a challenge.